A Leroy family is pushing back against the trope that young people don't have much to worry about with COVID-19. 20-year-old Sarah Wielander was a healthy, vibrant college student before she contracted the coronavirus. Now, Sarah is suffering from a stutter, likely caused by a mini-stroke related to the virus. WGLT's Dana Vollmer talked to Wielander and her mother, Patty, about how the past month unfolded.
I took Sarah in to be COVID tested because she had many of the COVID symptoms. She had really severe joint and muscle pain, headache, maybe sore throat at that time for a day, and fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and a fever. And so I took her in to be screened for COVID, and she actually tested negative, but she was being followed by the pandemic team at OSF because she had so many of the COVID symptoms, and they asked that she quarantine, which we did. A couple days into that, she was getting worse. And so they suggested she be screened for influenza, and she did test positive for influenza A. And so for a few weeks, we maybe attributed some of her symptoms to that, but she didn't seem to be getting better at all. And in fact, made a few trips to the emergency room, one time because the pain in her muscles and joints were so severe, and another time because she felt like her chest was squeezing. And then this past Saturday, she started having problems with her speech, where she wasn't able to say what word she wanted. And she was hospitalized, had images done, and they can't really prove or disprove whether she had a stroke, but she has now some neurodeficits from which the doctors feel are probably from COVID.
The neurologist I saw when I was in the hospital told me we probably won't really ever know what happened or ever really understand completely what happened. So I'm right now I'm having obviously the stutter. I'm having issues, like they call it like the COVID fog, where my brain isn't working as well with things like thinking. I have a headache. My muscles and joints hurt. I'm having some stomach pain. And is that at all? Yeah, I'm not having any of the respiratory issues, luckily. And that I still have taste and smell and stuff, which I'm really grateful for.
And how difficult has this been for you to go through?
It's been pretty stressful, mostly because we don't really know how long it's gonna last. And it's really hard academically because I am in college and I'm starting to get behind in my work because my brain just can't physically do the work because I can only function brain-wise for an hour and a half on a good day before I need to just lay down. And I've been having lots of the doctor's appointments and stuff, so I'm falling behind. Luckily, my teachers are pretty understanding of this situation and are really just wanting me to get better over turning in work.
Yeah. And then, Patty, I kind of want to pose the same question to you. How difficult has this been for the family?
I think it's been fairly frustrating, not having answers or not being able to access medical care when she's needed it, or not, I feel like at times she hasn't been taken seriously because of her age. It's also been hard because we've had to leave her unable to communicate because of the COVID situation. So like the times my husband has taken her to the ER, a few of the times he hasn't been able to accompany her to make sure that we understand what's going on with her as well. And it's just, it's really hard to watch your kid go through something like this and not have anything that you can do that can help. Last night, her pain in her stomach was so bad she was crying, and there's nothing I can do for that.
And how do you kind of cope with that then?
Eat. I walk a lot. I don't know. We've gone through other health situations as a family. So this is just another one. And I guess we've just developed coping mechanisms along the way.
And so you mentioned your family has taken COVID seriously. You're wearing your masks always. You're only leaving the house when you have to. And this still happened to Sarah. So I guess what does that say
right.
to people that aren't taking it as seriously, especially young people like Sarah who may feel like they're invincible?
I think part of the issue, and I'm not blaming people for giving it to me, but I feel like part of the issue is when I have to go somewhere like school or to the doctor's office, the people that are there might have been not taking it seriously, and that puts the other people at risk at the places that they are. So I feel like it's just really hard because I can't control what other people are doing. And it's kind of frustrating because I've been doing everything I can to keep people safe, because I thought it's not going to do anything to me because I'm so young, but it might do something to like my parents or something. And then now I'm realizing it obviously is doing something to me, but I feel like I just want more young people or even people who think that they are healthy because they don't have any pre-existing conditions, that it still is dangerous for them, especially because we don't know what it does to your body in the long run.
You know, I've seen postings on Facebook where people say this is a political thing, that we've made COVID, and we have to some extent made COVID political. I think it frustrates me that everyone doesn't mask and everyone doesn't take it seriously. And I guess I would just encourage people to do that, because, you know, you may be cavalier about your own health, but you're affecting the people around you as well. And the statistics may be that only 2 or 3% of the people die, but we aren't looking at what happens to people long term, like Sarah, who, you know, may have a lifetime of disability because she contracted an illness.
And so this is not an experience that either of you could have foreseen. Sarah, what do you think this means as far as kind of your goals and what you expected for your 20s? You know, you're young and you're in a really exciting part of your life mm-hmm. where there's a lot of opportunities. Has this changed anything for you?
It's caused a little bit of anxiety for me, because I'm in school to be a special ed teacher. And so it's caused me some anxiety because I'm like, if I have a stutter for the rest of my life and I have these neurological issues where I can't do words and stuff, how am I going to be a teacher? But I have support from some of like my high school teachers and my family and friends who are supporting me and saying, you can go to speech therapy and you can work hard and you can still do it. You just have to work a little bit harder to do it. And it's just kind of like, okay, this means I'm probably going to have to like cut down on work and stuff. So it's kind of like I just have to figure out how to rebalance my life when I am no longer sick with COVID.
I think this will be another hurdle for her, but I think she'll be able to do whatever she wants to do. I mean, we will work as a family and we have great friends who, you know, who will support her emotionally and making it whatever happen that she wants.